Hi, my name is Zach, and I'm addicted to social media.
So my name is Liana Pavane. I am a digital wellness coach and founder of TTYL, which is a tech-free community dedicated to human connections.
So, not everyone, but 99% of the people I know are addicted to their phones, including me. I'm opening up Twitter. I just opened it up without any intention at all. But then I saw that our governor in Michigan might be getting prosecuted for crimes related to the Flint water crisis. And then that sends me down a rabbit hole of Flint and all this other stuff. And, half hour later, I don't know where I am. So how do you suggest folks can kind of climb out of the rabbit holes that we so often go down?
Yeah, so for a lot of people, I think they really like structure. And I know that I always feel like when I have my schedule laid out for the day and I have my call set up, and I kind of know when my pockets of work time are going to go in between that stuff. It always really helps me feel more productive. So it's kind of the same mentality with tech use and social media checks. So it could mean, giving yourself the leeway to check your phone maybe 3 times a day, or social media, let's go with that example. So checking, I'm going to check Instagram for 3 times a day, one time, after I eat breakfast or before I start work, one time as a break around lunchtime, and then one time in the evening after I'm done for my day before dinner. Those could be like 15, you give yourself 15 minutes. And I feel like once people kind of allot time and kind of see, even setting it, literally setting a timer and popping a timer on and setting 15 minutes. And I think oftentimes people realize that 15 minutes is actually a really long time and that they don't even need that much time. And they're probably done checking their notifications within 5 minutes.
It's one thing, I think, to schedule our tech use ahead of time, but to actually stick to it seems really challenging. Have you found any effective ways to incentivize staying true to your tech schedule?
I guess what I would say, and a big part of my work is like incorporating more creativity and play into our lives. So if you schedule your tech, let's say, and after you schedule in time for this activity that you want to work on, whether that be, maybe it's just a puzzle or, a fun arts and crafts project. Maybe it's you want to learn this dance routine or you want to go for a walk. And it's kind of, the reward almost of your day. So one thing you could do is when you schedule your time on tech, like let's say you're like, okay, I'm going to schedule my 15 minutes on Instagram from like 12 to 12:15, and then for my lunch hour, like the next 45 minutes, I'm going to do X activity. So it's kind of like your brain is like rewiring. So it kind of becomes almost more of like a nuisance. And then you make your brain think like, oh, this thing is taking away time from the thing that I actually love.
Yes. Thank you, Liana Pavane. I'm going to work on this. If you have some advice about kicking a habit or an addiction, I would love to hear it. 844-935-BEST. That's 844-935-BEST. Thank you, Ronia Kabanzag, for editing today's episode.